Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 254. Happy Gilmore 2. Nice and simple. Glad they didn't do some weird, subtitle.
Yeah, colon, whatever.
Yeah.
Resurrection.
Happy, return to the happy place or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Happy Gilmore 2, what is this, like fucking, I don't know, 1996, 29 years in the making?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
So, legacy sequel, here
I'm glad that we reviewed it last week, because it's fresh in my brain, so I'm happy we did that.
Directed by Kyle Nowacek. He was a writer on Workaholics and was a co-star on the show, I guess. And then we got Adam Sandler, Julie Bowen, Christopher McDonald, Benny Safi, Benito Antonio Martinez, Asasa Ocasio, John Daly, Ben Stiller. I don't know what one of those I assume is Bad Bunny. I don't know.
Yeah. Fucking everybody. This is like the Happy Madison version of like Avengers Endgame. Everyone is in this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. It's pretty wild.
There's no Dante.
Him. Yeah, yeah. That's the water boy, right?
Yeah, he's like the dark skinned friend of his that's in everything. He was in Grandma's Boy as like the weed shaman guy. He's in all of his movies up to a point and then you never see him again. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I have to look it up. No Dante.
Yeah, so July 25th, 2025, exclusively on Netflix. Oh, yeah. We started with another little intro of the hockey playing stuff. I can't tell if that's original footage from the first movie or if they did some more. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to tell because they throw in footage from the first movie, and then they also kind of try to make new footage
of
them like being young.
De-aging or something that's going on, yeah.
So we find out he's had a bunch of success after Happy Gilmore, what he's won, like 7 jackets, so 7 Masters or whatever, and he's like one of the best prolific golfers of all time. And then what was it, 1998 or something like that? And it goes through shows that like him and can't remember her name, but the wife, they got married and they had 4 boys and
4
one
boys
girl.
And a girl. Yeah,
and life was going good. And then it's like, and we had a terrible accident. And then they show him ripping one, and then they show her. I was like, no, really? Yeah, they kill her off.
Like in the first,
yeah. Obviously, she was busy and couldn't, commit, I guess. But they kill her off immediately, and I was like, oh, what? No.
Yeah.
And so he's super depressed about causing the death of Chubbs, his wife. It's like he killed everybody. And
Everyone around him, his dad died, his mom left, his grandma's now passed away, we find out, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Chubbs.
Yeah. So starts off pretty sad and melancholy, and it will continue to be this way for a while.
Yeah.
It just keeps
pouring
it on. At
least the first hour. Yeah, the first hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
I was like, this is depressing, man. There better be a big buildup and payoff to all this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got his adult kids, and he's now working at a produce section of a grocery store. He turned to alcohol, I guess, to forget that he killed his wife accidentally. And then there's clever, I don't know if there's clever, but there's a reoccurring gag going through the whole movie of him using like everything as a what they call those?
Flask or something, yeah.
He's got hidden flasks everywhere.
Yeah.
And, TV remote. And he's at the grocery store. He opens up a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, they were okay. I thought they were kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. They get more ridiculous as the movie goes.
Yeah.
Like, I think at one point, one of them is a golf ball. He, like, unscrews the top of a golf ball.
Yeah. Like, you want to sip off this 2-iron? Yeah. And, so he's down on his luck, and we got John Daly's living next door to him or in his garage. I think it's next door. I don't know. It's something. And he keeps showing up. He's pretty funny, and it doesn't do much or say much, but what he does do is pretty funny. What do we got? He comes home one day and sees his daughter doing ballet on the porch with her ballet instructor, and this is his real daughter in real life and his wife, which I
Oh,
thought
I
was
know
pretty
that.
cool. Yeah, it's his wife and his daughter, and then his other daughter's in it as the person that's in AA with him that helps him, that
Oh,
girl.
okay. Yeah.
So he has two of his daughters and his wife in this. I mean, he probably has more, but I didn't recognize anybody else.
That makes perfect sense, 'cause I hate to jump ahead to the last like 5 minutes of the movie, but there's a sequence where they're sitting together and she's like, "You remind
Oh,
me of my
yeah.
dad." And there's like a long kind of hold on them. And I was like, "What the fuck does that
Yeah.
mean?"
They have a nice moment.
Yeah. I was like, "Okay, now I have it in context."
Yeah. And he's talking to the ballet instructor, and he's like, "Yeah, she's doing pretty good. Are you gonna come by next week?" And she's like, "I teach grade school kids at YMCA ballet. She's far beyond what I can do." And it's like, "Well, where does he need to go?" And she's like, "Paris Ballet School." "Oh, we have one of those around here?" She's like, it's in Paris."
It's
"Oh, yeah." And then I don't remember how he finds out the price.
I think he
Was it
just
right
asked
then?
her.
Or
I think he just straight up asked her, like, how much is that going to cost?
yeah, it's 75,000 a year. And was it 4 years, 300,000? And then John Daly's like, "How are you gonna pay for that ballet school?" He's like, "How'd you know about that? Everybody knows about that," or some shit. And he's like, "Well, I can pick up some extra shifts at the Mart." And he's like, "No extra shifts are gonna pay no $300,000. You gotta get back on the tour, Happy." And he's like, "Oh, I suck. I haven't played in so long." He's like, "You get 30th place, that's $100,000. You get last." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "But where would I start?" And he's like, "At the bottom." And I think he goes to like a local golf course. And I don't know why he has to play with other people. It's not like a tournament he's in or anything. He's just playing. But I don't know how this golf course works. But he's teamed up with these other three people. We got Eric on Andrade, whatever the heck his name is. I didn't recognize the other two.
Yeah,
But
Margaret Qualley, and the other guy with the glasses is a one of the head writers of SNL. He does a lot of their short skits now, and yeah, he pops up a lot in SNL.
okay, right out. Yeah, they're pretty funny, and they're making fun of his swing because he's
This is
trying to
one of my
hit like
favorite sequences of the movie, yeah.
He's trying to hit like Happy, and he's just I love that first one. They're all making fun of him. Yeah, my uncle always tried to hit like that, and he's got a ball cap and some glasses, so they don't know it's him. And then you think we're going into this nice return. It's got a slow-mo run up to that ball, and then he misses and falls on his face. And I laughed. That was a good one. I was like, "Oh."
Even like
And
just
then
when
he.
he's approaching and the three of them are like, "Oh God, this guy looks like he's 5 minutes away from a divorce or whatever." And then they're like, "We play pretty fast, so you better keep up." And I don't know, in my mind, I was kind of thinking, okay, maybe these guys are gonna be pretty good. And then the first guy with the glasses hits and it just like barely goes anywhere and it like hops on the fucking pavement and he's like,
Oh, yeah.
"Oh, golf cart
Cart
pavement."
path! Woo! The
Was
girl
pretty
hits and it's at 4 inches off the
good.
ground and skipping, and they're like, "Whoa, ripped it!" Yeah, that
So
was
good.
great. And then he's doing shittily. I don't remember if he. Yeah, because at this point he hadn't committed to not drinking anymore. So he's opening up weird
Yeah, the whole,
flasks while
yeah,
they're
he's like
there. Yeah.
swearing and getting drunk,
Yeah.
yeah.
Getting more and more drunk. And then what is he? He finally has one good shot, I think.
Yeah.
He rips it down there, and they're like, "Yeah, there it is." I thought it was hilarious that one scene where the chick
Yes.
just barely makes it out of the sand trap. And then they're dancing to like get low for a long ass time afterwards, and then she does a fucking hard splits in the sand, and they're all like, "Wah!"
God, so
That was
good.
pretty good.
That was pretty funny.
In a skirt, like hard into the sand pit. It was funny. Yeah, he rips one, and then I think they're getting in the golf carts to go. He makes it to the green in one shot, and then oh yeah, I think it's Eric is like applauding him on that shot, and like, "Man, that was good. I can't believe it. Yeah, we finally get to see the real Happy. That's awesome, man. I'm glad you're back." And he looks over, and Happy's just sleeping at the wheel. And he's like, "Whoa!" And then they jump off this fucking thing and into the other golf cart. fucking
Fucking
blows up and shit. Yeah,
explode.
that was fucking hilarious. I loved it. And then we cut to like a sports broadcast. Happy Gilmore back in the news, and like he's in trouble, fucking driving while intoxicated, vehicular assault, and all this other shit. And I don't think he got any jail time, but he has to attend this like extreme alcoholics program, and he obviously can't drink anymore. I think that was it for the conditions.
Yeah.
Maybe not attack anybody either, I think was one of the stipulations. So then he goes to this program. I forget what it's called. Helping Alkies
Yeah,
Live or
H9, fuck.
something. It's a
Yeah, something
Hal.
weird. Yeah.
And it's run by Hal from the old folks home. It's like, what the heck? He's like, hey, welcome to the program, Apke. Tell your grandmother I said hi. She passed away many years ago, obviously. She's like, oh, that's hate to hear that. Seems like everyone around you dies, don't they, Happy? Or something like that. Yeah, then he meets this girl in there that kind of bonds with him and helps him throughout the way. It seems kind of forced, and it is, because it's his daughter. Just a way to get a cameo of her in there. And then Jesse was like, oh, that's his other daughter. And I was like, I thought that was his like daughter from the movie Daughter. Like, they look so much alike. I thought, why is she in the class? Like, she's going with him. But she's a little older, but at the time I was like, oh, I thought that was the same person.
They look very
And
similar.
yeah. And I thought like she was just helping him on the journey. I was like, oh, okay, this is another daughter, but she's playing another person. Okay, I got it.
There was one moment where I think it's just a reaction shot of some like people watching him play or something, and it was one of them. But I was like, is that the AA chick or is that the daughter? Because like
Yeah.
there's an age difference, but they look so similar that I was just like, it took
Yeah.
me a second to figure out who was who. They look very similar.
Oh, yeah. Got me confused. So if you're going in, now you know those are two different people, baby. All his daughters like look so much the same. They all caught the half and half genes. Yeah, so oh yeah, and he's back to his old shenanigans. His uncle's like the judge and said he could do whatever he wants for the program, and he runs it. And yeah, he makes people do yard work at his house and just different tasks like he did in the first one. And he says it's helping them. And yeah, so we're gonna do some gutters today. All right, car wash. Oh yeah, he's like, do you know how we stop a dirty alky from drinking? And she's like, car wash. That's right.
I think she even says it too. Car wash? That's right. Car wash.
Yeah, so yeah, from there he's still trying to get that 300,000. I don't remember how he initially gets back to golf. Oh yeah, that guy comes and offers him a job on the new golf league.
Yeah, the
I'm
Max,
pretty sure.
oh no, Maxi something, Maxi League on
Maxi
for Max
Golf.
Golf.
And I think his name is Max. He's trying to start this extreme golf league, kind of like the XFL. You know, we hit harder, we do it bigger, we're crazier, we dress nuts. And I had this idea because I used to watch you play, and I thought, why is golf so boring? And then I don't know why he turns it down, but yeah, I think he's like, yeah, that sounds terrible. I like golf the way it is. Turns him down, and he's kind of pissed about that. And then we get some. I think we get a shot of Shooter in the nut house, and he's talking to like a parole board type thing. You know, you've been here 29 years, Shooter, so we're inclined to, or whatever his real name is, I just call him Shooter. We're inclined to let you out. So, what would you do if we did? And he's like, "Oh, help the community, of course. Yeah, children, dogs, homeless, all the, you know." Painting things, I don't know. And then they're like, oh, good answer. Okay. What if you saw Happy Gilmore? Happy Gilmore? And I think you see his hand clutch the chair, and he's like, I would wave, possibly nod would be appropriate, I think. And then I don't know what triggers him right there, but then he's like, "I'd kill him."
And then,
And
yeah, I
it
think he
goes,
just like he starts in like a nice
yeah.
place, and then he's like, "Then I take his fucking jacket. It's my jacket."
Yeah.
He just freaks out.
Yeah, and they got to grab him and pull him back to the cell. And then we get a cameo by one of his old co-stars who used to be in everything, the guy with the weird eye. I don't even know if his
Yeah.
eye's really like that or if he just does that every time he's in a movie.
Yeah.
Hey, happy. Yeah, from there, I don't know. It's kind of.
I remember there's a training montage before he goes back to golf. 'Cause I remember him being at the golf store and hitting against the screen, and
Oh,
he was
yeah.
doing a bunch of other stuff.
He's like, "I'd like to look at some clubs." And then he's starting to get his hip back, and it shows him, like, cuts from the golf store, and he's hitting against the simulation screen and starting to get some big yards. And then it's cutting back to him at golf courses, I think, actually
Yeah.
making stuff and making
John
putts and
Lovitz. I think
stuff.
John Lovitz has a small scene in that montage too. Hey, what's the big idea, pal? Because he keeps
Yeah,
hitting the
keeps hitting
ball.
his ball.
Yeah.
And then he tries to do the happy swing and is hanging. Damn you, Happy Gilmore!
God damn it.
Oh yeah, and because of the arrest and stuff for the golf cart incident, he lost everything. And it says like, "My wife was always in charge of the finances. I didn't know anything, and I ended up losing everything. I lost my grandma's house again." And I was like, he loses his grandma's house again. His wife gets killed by him. I was like, damn, this is a fucking way to start it all, isn't it? I'm like,
Yeah.
what is going on here? Are we gonna have some happy in this Happy Gilmore or what? More like depressing Gilmore, am I right? Let's do it. She has to move into a little shitty house, and yeah, and that was a funny scene where he's like, "Yeah, the neighborhood wasn't that great," and it's got what's that guy's name? Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi,
Yeah, he's sitting there pissing in a fucking
yeah.
mailbox. And I love that. I think it's the scene where he first. It's kind of starting. Well, he does the montage, and I don't remember if he meets up with Chubb's son
Yeah,
before the tournament.
that's before the maxi tournament towards the end.
Okay, so he's going to. He does a regular tournament kind of thing, and then he does the maxi tournament, or the two parts. So before he's going to the regular tournament, all the kids, I'm pretty sure, are out. Or was that the maxi tournament? I don't know. Were they all with, at his car, and he's
That's
trying
at
to get it
the
started?
main yeah, that's at the ma the rest right before the maxi tournament towards the end.
Okay, well, we'll jump ahead to that anyways because that scene was funny. He's trying to start the car and it won't start, and he like hits the steering wheel, and all the boys start beating up the car and his daughter, and then Buscemi comes up and kicks the car and, "Hey, what are
What are
you
you doing with my
doing?
car?
Hey, this is a family affair. You don't hit my dad's car." They're all, "Tails, I'm sorry." That was pretty good.
And he starts like,
Like, yeah, chase him.
starts doing like ballet dances, and they're
Yeah,
like,
and they're
what
like,
the
"What the
fuck?
heck?"
Hey, he just books it.
Yeah, and then the daughter's like, "What the hell is happening?" Yeah. So he's gonna play his first tournament in years and years and years, and we get more cameos. He talks to the head of the, they don't call it the PGA Tour, but the head of the golf tour, which was the guy from the first one. And yeah, he's in it again. We get playing. And he's sucking. Kind. No, wait. He's doing
He's doing
pretty
pretty
good.
good. Yeah, because the whole thing
Yeah.
is the top five golfers will
Yeah.
match off against the maxi players, so he ends up doing pretty well. But even before that, we get a pretty, I don't know, cringeworthy cameo with Travis Kelce. I was like, what the fuck are
Yeah.
you doing in this movie? Like, why are you here? During what was it, like a banquet or something before the night before the thing, and you get Bad
Yeah.
Bunny. Bad Bunny's introduced. I actually like Bad Bunny, so I thought he was
Yeah,
pretty
I thought
good.
he was pretty good.
But yeah, that Travis Kelce shit was pretty rough.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. The only part I liked with him in it is when he was complimenting that guy for using the that's what
Oh,
she
that's what
said
she said?
jokes. Yeah, he kept using them inappropriately, like they weren't not inappropriate as
That
in
didn't even make
just
sense.
they didn't make sense in what people said. And then a couple times they start to make sense. Or even when they didn't, he'd be like, "So someone said like 5 iron." That's what she said. And then Kelsey's just like from the sidelines standing there. And then I think the last one he said, he comes in there, "Awesome. So good, sir." Anyways, that's the only part I enjoyed. And it wasn't that enjoyable. Yeah, he's very stiff and very weird. Even worse in the scene with his shirt off. I think.
Yes.
Oh no, what are you doing with not the honey? No.
Yeah.
Not a hungry bear, no. Yeah, it was very stiff and weird. But yeah, he's playing the tournament, and we get the son of the big giant guy. Mm-hmm. Remember my father? You worked for him in construction. Like, oh, hey, how you doing? Sorry about the nail thing. And your dad, you know, once he got it out, he liked it. He put it back in. Yeah. He passed away a couple of years ago. And I'm like, oh, how did he pass away? He rolled over in his sleep. He rolled onto the nail. That was pretty funny.
God damn it.
And then it has his mom, who was like super short. Anyways, that's one of them.
Oh, yeah. Another gags that got me to chuckle a little bit. We'll get to it towards the end. But he's in the dressing room before the tour starts, and a couple of other golfers are giving him shit because they're like, oh, we heard, you know, in your first tour, you didn't have a caddy. And he's like, oh, yeah, You know, insinuating he doesn't have a caddy. Mm-hmm. And he sees some, like, head kind of, like, poke out from the room. And he recognizes him, and it's the kid, his first caddy on his first tour in the first movie, the bleach blonde hair.
Yeah, that he choked, yeah.
So now he's all grown
up. And that guy ended up becoming an actual pro golfer.
Oh, shit, I didn't know. I thought he was just dressed as the part.
No.
Wow. That's crazy.
So that was a cool thing to have in the movie, because he's playing this tournament too. Yeah, he's a real pro golfer.
But he's like, hey, sorry about the whole, like, choking thing. And the kid's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it, a long time ago. And they're kind of like buddy-buddy. Hey, we're going to be playing together today. And then he's like, oh, cool, I'll see you on the course. And Happy walks away. And then what does he say? He says something like, yeah, I can't wait. He says something that is, like, really sinister about him being choked out. Yeah, I've never fucking apologized. Or I've never forgiven you for choking me out. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. And he's pretty stiff and bad because he's not an actor. Uh-huh. I don't think he was an actor when he probably did that job. He probably just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just got a little part and ran with it. And so, yeah, he's pretty stiff. It's amazing that the golfers are better actors than Travis Kelce, though.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them are good, but they're a little better.
A little bit better, yeah.
Some of them, yeah. Especially John Daly. He seemed really comfortable with it. Yeah, they're squirting the fucking hand sanitizer in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's just hand sanitizer.
So, yeah, he's moving through the tournament, and he gets in the top five for the last day for Sunday, and goes out and meets this journeyman golfer that is finally doing well in the tour. And we find out after a bit that it's because he's working with Maxi Golf, and they studied a X-ray of the only man who could ever hit 500 yards and do it better than Happy, and what made him tick. And he gets Shooter out of the mental hospital and has this meeting with him and is showing him this is the secret to my league.
Yeah.
And it's like and it's Nick Swartzen in throwback footage and hustling people, and gets a golf shoe shoved up his ass, and this is that X-ray. And he's like, well, does anything look weird to you? And Shooter's like, well, it looks like there's a shoe up his rectum. Other than that. And then, yeah, look at the ligament here. It's broken in two, you'll notice. He broke it in a go-kart accident as a kid. And we realize when you have that ligament broken, it gives you more range in your hips, and you can power through the ball better. And he's like, yeah, so the shoe up his ass made him better. No, forget about the shoe.
Let's move forward.
We're done with the shoe. And then I think, like, I will never shove a shoe up my ass or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And then he says no. I don't know. He says he likes he likes traditional golf too. And what really does it? He's like, this is our course. And then, like, a window opens, and we don't get to see it yet as an audience, but Shooter does. What is this abomination? Oh my God! And then he throws he takes a sip. He's like, it's so hot. I heard you like it really hot. No, throws it in his face.
Just runs out.
So you can see he's still kind of crazy. You start to think, no, he's not crazy.
Yeah.
And then
he
does that, and it has a pretty long shot of him running across the giant grass front of the Maxi building, and in the background you hear Max screaming in pain, and he's just and yeah, it's like a minute and a half or something. He's
yeah,
like,
it's pretty
this is a
long.
long shot. In that regard, it felt very much like a 90s comedy,
Yeah.
like Happy Gilmore. Like the gags go too long and there's ridiculous slapstick, and yeah. And I kind of liked that. It was refreshing. We need more movies like this. Just stupid comedies now. They don't got to be. Comedies are really intellectual now, and they're funny as hell. But sometimes you just need a little bit dumber comedy. Something more simple. Yeah. And that guy is what the heck's that actor's name? Haley Joel Osment. Nope. Haley Joel Osment. And that's
Billy
cool
or
to see
Bobby, or
him.
no one can fucking, I don't remember his
Yeah,
actual
no
name,
one
so I
ever
say it
remembers
wrong
his
every
name.
time.
All right, Bobby, it's Billy. But yeah, he's like, hey, don't worry about it. I'm finally doing good. It just feels good to be in the top five and to be able to play against you, and you'll do great. And then for some reason,
It's Mother's Day, so it fucks with it a little bit.
oh yeah. I don't remember who brings that up to him, but somebody's like, how do you think you're gonna do tomorrow?
Oh, it's Ben's,
Being,
he's at the AA because the tournament
yeah.
split in 2 days, and he goes to AA that night after getting first place in the first day of the tournament. And then, yeah, Ben Stiller is the one that does it.
Well, I hope you can play good tomorrow. Why wouldn't he be able to? Well, it's Mother's Day. And then we see Happy. And so that's got him down the whole time. And he plays like shit. And then the guy with the fucking clipped, Billy with the clipped meniscus or whatever the hell it was, plays good. And they do a lot of the shots of like Rookie of the Year, who'd be in his backswing. It's like, and you'll hear like an audible sound effect, and then, and da-da-da. Anyways, he's beating Happy. Happy's playing shitty. I think there's a couple gags with him hitting it in water and all sorts of stuff during that time that was pretty good. And I think he was like in first or something, right? And then
Yeah,
he dropped
he
down
was coming
to,
into the second day as in first place, and
yeah.
he ended up in sixth, yeah.
Yeah, and only the top five go on to play in that tournament. And then we got a press conference that Billy, I'm not playing in that tournament. I'm playing for the bad guys. And yeah, he's one of our maxi golfers, so he drops out of the whatever the PGA Tour side. And so that leaves a spot open for Happy.
Yeah, I don't remember how he got in big trouble on the second day. He obviously gets drunk because he can't handle, his grief. And what the fuck does he? Because he gets in big trouble again during that tournament. But I don't remember what he did other
Yeah, he
than.
starts drinking again during the tournament because it's Mother's Day, and then cussing and doing crazy shit. And then I think it's like at the last hole, he grabs, who was it? Somebody else's caddy? And he like has him on the ground, and then Bad Bunny or whatever that his caddy has another dude on the ground, and they're both they're not choking him, but they're like grabbing their arms, hitting him against the ground. So I guess there was that, but yeah, then he finds out he got fined $500,000, but he won like $396,000. So it's like, I lost $4,000. Oh! Yeah, and so I don't know. There's more inspiration with his family after owing the money, and I think then he goes to see Chubbs's
Yeah, his
son.
daughter says you need to go see somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, just like the first
Sure.
one, it doesn't matter. I mean, he goes there kind of just like, why did he go to see him? Just to see him and have a connection to Chubbs again? Because he didn't teach him
He
anything. I
didn't
mean,
do,
he's already a
yeah.
pro golfer. You know what I mean? I think he ends up and he's missing a hand too. I don't remember what how he lost his hand. He says it. He's like, alligator? He's like, no. Yeah, I
What the
don't
fuck was
remember.
it? Yeah, I don't remember either.
And anyways, it's even more ridiculous than Carl Weathers' hand. I think they did it on purpose, made it even
Yeah,
longer. Because he's
it's
like holding a pole, and it's like 2 feet
yeah.
longer. So that was pretty good. And then, yeah, they're just talking, and Yeah, my dad loved you. I forgave you and all this stuff. And yeah, it teaches like the golf tour team about like miniature golf
Yeah,
putting.
ricocheting balls off of
Yeah,
things,
because
yeah.
they have a they think that their courses are going to be pretty wild based on what they've heard. So they think that might help to practice. And I liked it when he left the mini putt and he's like, "I'm leaving." He's like,
Oh, yeah. I was gonna
and the
ask you. He
chick's
said, well,
like,
I don't remember what he says, but it's pretty good.
"Don't ever come back. You're not welcome. Don't worry, I won't. You very attractive Swedish hillbilly," or something like that.
That was pretty
Yeah, that was
good.
pretty
I haven't
good.
seen that guy since Breaking Bad. That's the only thing I've known him from is Breaking Bad. He's pretty good in this.
The thing I know him from is that fucking clip on the internet where he goes up on stage. It's like at what the hell's that guy's Bernie, not Bernie Mac. Steve Harvey is hosting like something. It's called the Hoodies. It's like an award show for inner city high schools and schools, and celebrating the black community and these black teachers and stuff who are doing good things with these kids, and they're giving them money to school. Anyways, it's an award show, and he goes up there and they start riffing for like 5 minutes and like shut down the whole show, and it's some of the funniest shit I've ever fucking seen. Like their back and forths were so fucking good. It was like the shorter guy from Tyler Perry was on the stage. "Come on, we gotta get this show. We ain't never gonna be welcome back here again, man." And he was a lot bigger. That guy was way fucking bigger from the clip I saw. He was like 500 pounds, I think. So he's lost a lot of weight. But anyways, he teaches him that, and then we go to the maxi tournament, I think, right? We don't have anything of
Yeah,
consequence in
the only
between that.
thing memorable I remember about that montage was Happy was like, "This is how I used to toughen up," and they get everyone in the batting cages and they're
Oh, yeah.
like getting the balls, and then Bad Bunny gets up there and the most fucking ridiculous cartoonish thing, but it was so fucking funny. And catching one in his mouth, and what was the other one?
Yeah.
I don't remember what the other ones were, but they were pretty
He
good.
like karate
Yeah,
chopped through
one of
one
the,
or
I think that
something.
one's what got me. That got me laughing a
Yeah,
little bit. I was like, God damn it.
I was thinking, oh yeah, Brian's gonna love this movie.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But yeah, that part was pretty good.
Yeah, then like Billy and Max are there. Like, "We must really be in your head if you're having to toughen up here." He's like, "We must really be in your head for you to have to follow us." I'm like, "No, no." It's just silly, childish bullshit. And then, yeah, we get to the tournament, and that's pretty fun. It's like a big ass stage and pyrotechnics, and they introduce their golfers like fucking gladiators. From American Gladiators and shit. We have Laser. I don't
Yeah.
remember that. It's Eight
Screech.
Ball,
Screech is the one I remember,
Screech,
yeah.
like Flex, and then Billy, or whatever. You better watch it, Cue Ball. It's Eight Ball.
You're
Sure.
friends with my brother's roommate or whatever the hell.
Yeah, tell him I said hi.
Yeah.
Anyways, we get going and da-da-da-da. Yeah, the first hole was, what was that first hole?
The
Remember?
first hole
Oh yeah,
was
it's over a forest.
over for us, yeah.
He's like, "The green is a forest? Yeah, 500 yards. How do I lay that? How about you just rip over it? That's what you do." And then the maxi guy hits his ball over the forest, and of course the next guy hits it into the forest,
Actually,
and they have
I
like
don't think the first guy even hits. I think he does the whole. I don't think he even shoots because he like walks up to him and pulls a shirt over his head and punches him because
Oh
he's
yeah.
like he's disqualified immediately before they even
Yeah.
get started. Oh, that was pretty funny. He goes to jail.
I don't remember his name, but he's a real golfer. And it
Did he
keeps
go to
showing him
jail at
in.
some point? Do you know anything about his professional career? Because as he's getting arrested, he's like,
No.
"Oh, not again!" And I was like, "They don't establish that in the movie that he's been arrested before, so that must be like a life thing."
I don't know, he's a golfer, so I highly doubt it. I think it was just something funny to add in like lore that this guy is a
He's
known
been arrested before,
troublemaker, and
yeah.
yeah, I don't think he really has. But because when he gets to jail, like people know him,
Yeah.
and he's telling that guy, "No, we're not changing the channel. Sit your ass down." And another thing, like during the tournament, he's high-fiving everybody, and that guy he told to sit down tries to high-five him. He's like,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then eventually he's like, "Yeah, you've been here 3 days. You can leave." He's like, "Yeah. What's for dinner tonight, though?" He's like, "Chicken fingers." "Yeah, I'll stay another." He's like, "Okay." Yeah, and they have like side by sides instead of golf carts because they're having to go through like the forest, and they're just ripping through the forest looking for their balls. And then I think there's a gag where they're all chipping it in the forest and hitting it off trees, and it keeps hitting themselves and more of that. Let me get to another hole. What the hell's another one?
They kind of
It's
like
like
yada
I.
yada yada a lot of it. It's like a montage. Like there's
Yeah.
like giant pegs that they go through. There's, I remember the snow one, but we actually stay in the snow one. But I'm trying to think what else was in the montage. They were like chipping the ball on the open green from the
Yeah,
carts.
like you had to
I don't know.
move? Well, I don't know. Yeah,
Yeah.
some polo type shit. Yeah, and there was the snow hole, which I thought was a pretty cool idea. Like, yeah, I would love to play that hole. It's all snow at the beginning and then ice at the end.
Ice, yeah. And then there's like random physical stuff. Like I remember, weren't they like going through ropes over the over
Oh,
mud
yeah,
or
like an
something or
obstacle
something? Yeah,
course or
obstacle.
something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but the snow hole, what happened? She drives it to the other snow green, and then the next guy, the pro golfer, comes up from the tour, and he gets it not under the ice of the snow green, but under the
Pretty close.
snow on the side,
Yeah.
which is actually the announcer's like, that's actually probably a better shot to be able to chip it in rather than have to deal with that ice green. And then he made it, and he was surprised, and he celebrates. Yeah, has a fist bump and slips on the ice at the tee and falls on his back. And then they show him in a sling. And then you're gonna be disqualified. Like the whole Maxi team, like you can't continue. Then we get their president guy saying, "No, the rules say for an
Yeah.
injury we can't have a substitution." Oh yeah, who you gonna pick? And they're kind of looking around. We're gonna pick the greatest golfer of the '90s. Other than me and Tiger Woods. And it's Shooter standing over there. He's like, "What?"
Drinking a Diet Pepsi on
Yeah.
the straw. Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. Like when we first got introduced to Shooter, that he was at his wife's grave and apologizing to her. "I'm sorry. I should have never asked you for that Diet Pepsi."
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. And like, his grandma's grave. He's like, "Hey, grandma, don't speak to my grandmother."
Yeah, the ridiculous fight scene.
Yeah. So, yeah, Shooter is gonna take over, and he's like, "I haven't swung a golf club in 29 years." He's like, "You're gonna do fine." It's like riding a bike. He's
Yeah,
like,
you
"I don't think
shoot
I
him
do fine."
again.
Yeah, and they pump him up, and he's like bending his fingers into the Shooter McGavin. And he's pumping him up, and he's like, "Yeah, I am a Shooter. I got this." Lines it up, pops it in,
And then he
chips
does
it
the
in.
most ridiculous. Bah, 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 bah,
Yeah,
bah, bah, bah. That's
I'm
a good
back,
joke.
baby. Yeah, it's pretty good. And then, what
Now
do
it's
we got? We
tied. I think
got
it's like, I
now
guess
it's
the way they
tied.
don't really explain the rules, but what I get is like it's a battle, so it's like
It's like
a
match play where it's
yeah,
one
match
on
play.
one.
So Shooter
Yeah.
just tied to, now it's up to Happy and Billy Bobby, whatever Haley Joel Osment's character.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is it? Yeah, so it's Billy versus Happy
Happy, yeah.
for the win. And I don't remember. Oh, yeah, it's a 1,000-yard par four. He's like, 1,000-yard par four? That's kind of stretching it. Not for me. And then, Billy hits, and I think he got like 500 something yards, 20, I don't know. And then Happy, he's like, "I don't need to find my happy place. I need to go to my angry place for this one." And he's thinking of his angry place. Or did we see like an angry place, or is it just it's just the
Just the
head on the
ball, yeah.
ball? Yeah, it's just Ben Stiller's character on the ball. "Well, hey, Happy." And then talking shit, and Happy, no, runs at it, and oh my God, somebody hit it further. And it's just a little bit further than
Just
Billy's.
yeah.
Yeah, that was a good callback.
I love the beginning of that though, because he walks up and he puts his hand in his pocket and he like jolts his hand down. It took me a second to figure out what the fuck he did, but he threw his, I don't know what those are called, the tees, I guess.
Oh,
He
yeah.
like throws it down and just immediately
Stabs
shoots
it in.
down. Yeah, and then he drops the ball and it
And
pops
he
up on the
bounces the
thing.
ball
Yeah,
onto it. And he's like,
that was kind
yeah,
of funny.
surgery can't do
Yeah.
that, can
That
it?
was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. Yeah, and they're cranking them down there. Then they get to the green, and this green has sand traps that are like 6 foot deep with like ladders going into them. And then the green itself is like a cylinder that comes out of the ground. It's like 4 foot above the ground or like 3 foot. And it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like Perfection. You ever play Perfection where the it goes down, but then it goes up, and it's also you can move it around. It's like that. It's like a fucking top or something where it's all it can move in and out and then all around. And he finds this out by it's Billy's shot. And
Yeah, because Billy hits it on the green and Happy hits it in the sand trap, so
Yeah, and Billy
then it
goes up
comes
to the
up.
green to try and hit it, and it's up, and he steps on it, and it goes. Bzz, part of it goes down that he's stepping on, his ball just rolls off the green. And so now he's got to hit from off the green. He tells his caddy to stand on it right there, and so then it's bent down so we can just use it as a ramp instead of chipping it. And he hits it, but then his caddy like gets off too soon.
Yeah, he steps off, yeah.
Yeah, so then it rolls. I don't remember where it rolls, if it's still on the green or not, but doesn't make it. Ba-dum-bum. Does he finish his hole before Happy? Does he
Yeah, because
make
they
it
let
in
him
there
play.
or?
I think they, because they even say the announcers are like, now Happy has to do it in four shots. If he gets in, Happy gets
Yeah.
in four shots, he'll tie it up. So he took him, he hit the one drive that was 500 yards, the second to get on the green, the third to get up the ramp. It didn't work. And then I don't remember how he, but he gets in that fourth shot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Happy
The
it.
fucking Maxi guy steps on it. That's what it was. Because he fires the caddy in that moment.
Yeah. And then I don't remember where Happy was in relation to the green. Is he
He's
he's
in that sand
oh
pit because
his ball's
he throws
on
down the
it.
ladder. Yeah.
Okay, and he gets it on the green from there.
Yeah, he chips it
Because
off
it's
and throws
on
it
the
down.
green. Yeah. Oh yeah, more the tick tick tick.
Yeah.
And he gets it on the green and he tells his caddy. And then we didn't talk about, but his caddy has a cousin or something, keeps showing up. I've seen this guy on SNL. I don't know who
He's
the
my
hell he is.
favorite. He's my favorite
But he's
SNL
pretty
cast
funny.
member. He's really good. Yeah.
He's pretty funny, and he keeps trying to help them out.
Esteban.
And then,
Yeah.
yeah. And they're going to try and hit him with balls. You can't hit me. And he's like, ooh,
You can't
hey.
hit
He's dodging all of them.
me.
Then finally, Happy hits him with one. And then the floodgates open, and they all are able to hit him every time. And it's just like, and Bad Bunny, hurry, you're almost there, cousin. Anyways, that guy was pretty good. Yeah, but he gets on the green, and then there's a cameo too of Eminem
Oh, yeah. The
as
jackass
Jackass's
guy.
son. Everybody's
Yeah.
got a son that's showing up, and you killed my dad, Jackass, or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty funny just to see Eminem trying this stuff. And then I think his kids beat him up and throw him in the lake, and then some alligators attack him and yeah, tear him apart. Anyways, his ball's on the green, and then he asks his caddy like, just like, how much do you weigh? Whatever, 170. Okay, take two clubs out of that bag and hold that bag, and you're gonna step on here at the same time on the count of three, and then they get on there and it's kind of ricking around, and then it balances each other out so the ball doesn't move. And then they're having to move in synchronicity to line up the shot. And then Max is like, well, let's turn up the heat. And then the platform starts spinning. And I don't know what's happening. Why did he make the platform spin even faster?
I think I don't remember if it was before the bet or after the bet, but as it's spinning, they make a bet, a
Oh,
verbal
yeah.
bet about like, you miss this, you play for Maxi. If you don't, then you pay for my daughter's dance school, you buy my grandma's house, yada yada yada. And then I think he turns it up after that to
Yeah.
get better odds, but I can't remember.
Yeah, so now it's going really fast, and his caddy's kind of getting sick. He's like, "Don't get sick on me, hold on." And I don't remember if it's during this one, but I should mention it because it's kind of a funny scene. When he tries to find his happy place, and it's his wife, young again, with the beers, and he's like, "I don't drink beer
Oh,
anymore."
yeah.
I don't remember if that it was for this scene.
No, I think this was earlier on. Yeah. I don't think he does a happy place. I think he just makes the shot, from what I recall.
Yeah, and then the modern wife comes into that scene and says, "Really? Cheap negligee and
Yeah.
pitchers of she's named some weird beer," and he's like, "What?" He's like, "Oh, I'm not here to
Yeah.
judge your fantasies." Anyways, yeah, and he when he sinks the putt, or no, he doesn't. It's like on the lip, and he misses. But then his caddy finally passes out and hits the green, and that jolts it and knocks the ball in. So he wins. And of course, we have a big hurrah with him and his kids. Yeah, it's about it for that part. And then we go back to like the AA place, and then Happy's like, "This means more than any of the trophies I've ever got." And he's like, "My 3-month chip." And anyways, Hal's kind of being an asshole about it, and she's like, "Why don't you calm down?" She's like, "Oh yeah? Well, guess what? You got gutter detail. They're full of leaves and full of squirrel droppings." And then she grabs her collar. It's like, "Don't we have enough guys? Come here, we gotta." She's like, "Who are you?" He's like, "Who are you talking to? Are you high?" And then, like, fucking FBI bounce in
Just
through all the
goes to
windows.
the
"You're under arrest for fraud,
window,
extortion."
yeah.
It's like, "You knocked on me?" And then, anyways, he grabs Happy's chip and runs out.
Yeah.
And then it's got the giant's son in there for some reason.
It
That's
makes no sense.
Happy's.
Yeah.
And then we get another slow-mo running montage to end it. Then we get our credits, and I think there was a credit scene that happened pretty quick after they started, but I don't remember what it was
Oh shit, yeah,
now.
I dipped out once it was over.
Oh yeah, I think it was just him, and it was a pretty heartfelt moment of like him actually getting his house back. Is it, or maybe did he send his daughter off to Paris in the movie?
Yeah, so in the movie,
Okay.
the sons go because they're going to be talking
Yeah.
mimes, and then the daughter and they all leave, and then he's outside the airport. He watches the plane leave,
Yeah.
starts the car. Oh, I didn't charge it, and then
No.
he grabs his golf clubs and walks off, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah, I think the after credits is kind of like the same as the first one, where he like he's in front of his grandma's house again, and then he sees it's the original Chubbs, Abraham Lincoln, Gator,
Oh, that's
and
in
they
the
put
movie
that
too.
over.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. Yeah.
And then it goes to like Buscemi, old wife or modern time wife.
Yeah.
Who else did it have? Had Eminem, a couple people, anyways.
Oh, yeah. Bob Barker was one of them.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
so that was pretty cool. Yeah, that's it. For a 29-year legacy sequel, I mean, I've seen worse. So it was fun enough, I thought. It was just fun getting through to see what cameos you would see and what zany shit. It's like, I don't know how good of a second watch or beyond this movie will be,
Yeah.
because you're kind of the whole draw is just to see it the first time and to see what's going to happen and who's going to be in it. Disappointed that they kill off his wife within the first like minute, but I guess it works. Yeah, we gave a unanimous decision on Happy Gilmore. I think it was a 6.7
Yeah,
is
both of
what we
us, yeah.
landed on. This is fun. I don't think it's as good, but I think it's close, and it's not because it's like a good movie. It makes it close. It's just like a fun legacy sequel that makes it close. It's like a package. If there was no Happy Gilmore, of course there wouldn't be a Happy Gilmore 2, but
Yeah.
this movie, you know, if it stood on its own somehow in some alternate universe, I mean, it it wouldn't live up and it wouldn't be the score I'm about to give it, but that's not the universe we live in. It is a legacy sequel. It is kind of fun. It is interesting. I thought Adam was really good in it. Like he played, you know, it felt like Happy Gilmore. It didn't feel like him having to force it. He felt like he fell back in those shoes pretty easily, which I think Happy Gilmore is a pretty close character to who he is in real life anyways, just the way he dresses and all this stuff. So probably made it easy. But for me, it's like a 6.3.
Okay.
It's close. It's fun. Like I said, I don't know what the longevity of this movie will be like, but for the first watch, I think 6.3 is where I'm at.
Yeah, I guess I'll start with the things I liked. I actually really like the story. Like, if you sift through a lot of the meat of this movie, because there's a lot of padding, this movie is way too long. I think it's like 2 hours long. But I do like, it was a little more dramatic and emotional than I thought it was going to be, especially for that first hour. I was pretty invested. Although I do kind of wish that I know the purpose of having the sons is like comic relief, but I kind of wish they weren't in this movie and it was just him and his daughter, so we could just have more moments with those two. I think that would be a little bit better, because the sons didn't really do it for me. I mean, I get why they're there, but they didn't make me laugh. I kind of found them annoying, but yeah, I liked all the father daughter stuff and the motivation to go back into golf. I thought that was all very surprising, and I was kind of digging that. I really, like I said this in Happy Gilmore, I'm going to say it again, I think Shooter McGavin is still on top of his game. He was fantastic in this movie. Most of the things he was saying and doing in this movie, I was at least smiling.
Did you see that? I saw a clip somewhere of them behind the scenes, and Adam Sandler's like, we got a gift for you, Shooter! And they gives him a gold jacket, and the actor seems really excited about it, and the whole cast is excited. I'm putting it on now. It feels good, baby. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, he has not missed a step. I thought he was great. I thought some of the side characters worked. I mean, this movie is extremely zany. Some of it I thought was humorous. Some of it I thought was pretty eye-rolly and unbearable. But Bad Bunny I thought was fantastic. He isn't used too much, but when he's on screen, it's pretty humorous. You want some breadsticks? He's very concerned about people's breadsticks.
I don't even know what that guy's voice sounds like, so I don't even know how far this character is going, but I liked it.
Yeah, totally. What else? You know, I think the golfing sequences are pretty fun for a sports movie. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a sports movie, and I think the sports sequences are pretty fun. Until the end, I think I would disagree. I think the Maxi tournament was pretty awful. I hated that whole section, but the middle section, the regular golf stuff, I thought was pretty fun. I think my favorite sequence of the movie is when he's playing against Eric Andre and Margaret Qualley and the SNL guy. I just think that whole, it was just funny as shit, especially her dancing in that sandpit. That was fucking hilarious. And that's also the only time we get to see the old Happy Gilmore be old Happy Gilmore, because he's like, he's drinking and he's like out in the woods and he's like, "Did you find your ball?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I found it. I just like being out here with the fucking poison ivy." And like, I don't know, he's like screaming a lot. I thought the whole sequence was pretty fun. But at the end of the day, I mean, you probably saw this coming. I've said it a million times. The cartoony stuff that this movie throws at you is just too much.
It got very dodgeball.
And like the fight between Shooter and at the great, like the little stuff like that, where I'm just like, this is so fucking stupid. We're actually a little bit closer than I thought we would be. I am lower. I'm going with a 5.5. I don't think this is a 6. I mostly didn't like this movie, but there are moments where I was like, this is pretty funny. I'm enjoying myself. And there's a lot of moments where I'm just like, I want to bash my head through a fucking wall because it's so cringy. But I get there's an audience for this stuff. Like you said, you know, this is kind of a, for lack of a better term, a dumbed down comedy. And I think that, you know, a lot of people like that stuff. And there's obviously an audience where he's been doing this shit for decades at this point. But this doesn't quite work for me. I don't quite find it that funny. It's not really my type of humor. 5.5 for me.
All right. 5.5, 6.3. Not living up do the Happy Gilmore standard, but it's pretty fun and it's
Yeah.
on Netflix. Everyone has Netflix. If you don't tell me you don't got Netflix,
Yeah,
motherfucker, you know you do.
everybody has
Everybody. Doesn't matter. Like, yeah, when I ask people, you got HBO Max, I know that I might hear a no. But
an.
I don't ask people, like, hey, do you have Netflix? I just say, it's on Netflix. Netflix is a different beast. You just say it's on. You don't ask if they have it. So I know you got it. So go watch it. It's number one movie in the US right now on Netflix. And Happy Gilmore is number two. So that's pretty cool. We
Yeah, and
returned to 1996.
I would say, I think I might be a little bit in the minority here because I think I saw it was 65% Rotten Tomatoes. So it seems like critics are liking it. I think the audience score was in the s also 60s and 70s. So it
Yeah.
sounds like people are enjoying it. I mean, it is
It
an
seems like the
enjoyable, easy watch.
consensus is around a six, and that's where we're around. So that's kind of what it is. So yeah, go check it out. Happy Gilmore 2 now on Netflix. What will he do next? What zany moves? We need a damn Waterboy 2, please, for
Waterboy
the love of
2,
God.
Billy Madison 2, Little Nicky
Please.
2. I don't know where we can go,
Please, all of them, dude.
It was kind of weird to see Benny Safdie in this kind of role because I'm just like, whoa, it's weird to see him do comedy. Because, like, I don't know if you know, Benny Safdie is like an A24 drama
Who was he?
director.
I don't know.
He directed a movie called Good Time, Robert Pattinson. It's very good, but I think his most well-known movie is Uncut Gems, which he also did with Adam Sandler, which again is a very tense drama with Adam Sandler. I still think it's his best role. But yeah, he's just an A24 artsy fartsy drama guy. And it's kind of fun to see him loosen up and be comedic
Wait,
and
he was in the movie? Who was he?
he
I don't know
was
who
the
he is.
Maxi guy, the leader, the one that
Oh, okay.
that's the director of Uncut Gems and some of these other ones.
Yeah, I would have thought that that guy was a comedic actor because of how zany and wild he was. So
Yeah,
cool.
I was like, this is kind of cool. Oh, he was also, I mean, I don't think you've seen Oppenheimer since we watched it, but he's one of the scientists in Oppenheimer who's also, serious role.
Huh.
So, yeah, it was kind of cool just to see him be comedic and have fun. But the whole his breath sinking bit was kind of humorous
Yeah, that just reminded me of that when he's like,
to
when that guy, who was it? He tries to offer Happy a shot because he's mad and he's doing bad and he thinks that he'll take it at that moment. And then Bunny steps in between him, downs it while staring him in the eye, then just belches
Burps.
in his face and then just stays there for a second. He's like, really? You want to have a breath off? And
You'll
then
leave.
and he walks away and he's like, yeah, you walk away.
That was pretty
Yeah.
good.
5.5, 6.3. Go check it out now. Come on now. And watch Happy Gilmore before it leaves. You only got like a freaking couple days for that. Yeah. So as always, we're here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe, comment, hang out. We're also on Spotify and Apple Music if that's how you choose to do your podcast. We don't care how you do it. We would just love it if you'd come hang out with us once in a while on any platform. Come and say hi. Come and be quiet and listen because this is not interactive. I don't know. We're figuring that out. We're trying to make like a choose your own adventure version where we can actually interact with you and you pick different. Anyways, we're working on it. We're brainstorming. Until then, it's really a linear kind of thing. You just watch and listen. But we're working on that. It's going to be like a video game. You're going to control our review. The score is up to your choices. That'd be fucking awesome,
That'd be pretty cool, yeah.
dude. Anyways, until next, peace. Peace.
Peace.